The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome to Living the Full Life with me, Dr. Juan Fernandez. I am your host. I just want to welcome you guys, and you can check us out on AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Be sure that when you go on that page, you like it so you can stay in tune with all our latest information that we will be posting on our Facebook page. We're very active on Facebook, and we just love our people getting informed every time that we have some new cutting-edge information. So just have an awesome show today. I just want to let you guys know, I was talking to one of my listeners, and I asked her, I'm like, hey, you know, I want to know what the talk radio listener would like for people to be obviously completely transparent and let them know, hey, this is a pre-recorded show or is this a live show? I want to let you guys know that I'm recording this show today. Today is Wednesday, and obviously this will be aired on Saturday. It's never been recorded before. And the reason why is because I'm an Army National Guard member and I have drill this weekend. So I just want to make sure you guys are aware this is a pre-recorded show. You will still have the opportunity to make phone calls to our office if you have any questions, and we can get back to you and answer those questions. But I just want to make sure I'm being completely transparent. That's the kind of person I am. So by the time you're listening to this show on Saturday, I will be down at Fort Benning, Georgia, doing my military training. So let's just get right into it. So today I'm going to be talking about toxicity and how toxicity actually affects your body. A lot of people have been hearing about toxicity out there, and they're probably kind of wondering, like, well, what does that mean? How do I do something about it? How do I reduce toxicity in my body? And a lot of people think immediately when they are talking about toxicity, it's about, well, hey, let me do a colon cleanse. Let me get my colon clean and, you know, get all that stuff out of me. And, of course, that's a great thing to do. But I'm going in deeper because it's not just about the toxins that obviously your body get rid of in your urine and when you go to the bathroom to defecate, but it's more importantly other toxins that you get rid of when you're sweating and when you're actually, you know, exhaling, when you're breathing, and things as such that are also very, very important in reducing, so your body doesn't become an actual place and where toxins are hanging out and actually destroying your health slowly. So today I'm going to be going into how that affects your body and how your body would react negatively if you don't do anything about it. So one of the first things that people that are dealing with toxicity deal with is just a change in something in their bodies, whether it's metabolism, energy levels, inability to sleep. Those are the first signs that there's some sort of toxicity going on. And I'm going to be going over where these toxins come from and how it is that we can get rid of them in our bodies. But it's very important that you understand that every single time you take a breath outside, you're surrounded by toxins. Very, very important that you understand that every time you consume food, you're actually ingesting toxins. This is why when we eat something, we don't literally absorb 100% of it. There is something to be, excreted out of our bodies, because our bodies are not meant to hang on to every single little piece, because some of that stuff is actually toxic to us. This is why we go to the bathroom and we get rid of toxins every single time we go to the bathroom. But the reality is that today in our society, the amount of actual toxicity we are exposed to is way higher than we were ever exposed to in the past. So it's very important you understand that back in the early 1300s, 1400s, even the, you know, mid-1800s, the level of toxicity that a person was exposed to was way less than it is today. This is why we have such diseases that are being seen in populations that have never been seen before in the past. So, for example, toxicity in children leads to more diagnoses of cancers. Toxicity in women leads to hormone issues and also cancers. Toxicity in men leads to cancers and, you know, weight gain or the inability to lose weight and just lethargic behaviors and things as such. So it's very important you understand that it's not just the fact that you're toxic and you get rid of it and eventually you're better again. It's the fact that a lot of these toxins are actually sequestered in your body by different cells, and you cannot get rid of them by just literally drinking water and going to the bathroom more. So I'm going to be covering how all that is actually going to either create more health for you by you getting rid of the toxins, or is going to be creating more disease for you by you not being able to get rid of those toxins. So I want to talk about, obviously, the organs that are involved in detoxification of your body. And those organs are the liver, the kidneys, your lard and your small intestine, and your skin, among others. Obviously, others play a role as well, but those are major organs that are involved in you actually detoxification. Of course, the urinary system as well, so the bladder, the uterus, and all that stuff, along with the kidneys. So very, very important that you understand that if these systems are starting to fail, and if you have abnormal enzymes in your liver, or if you're always having to go to the bathroom because your bladder always feels full, or you're not going to the bathroom enough, or you're going to the bathroom too much, in order to defecate, all those things are signs that you may have toxicity. So the first question people ask, like, okay, well, I understand that, you know, breathing air that's toxic would obviously make me toxic, or drinking food or drinking liquids or eating foods that are toxic would make me toxic. But the reality is that you have to also consider the things that you're putting on your body. So ladies that are listening to the show right now, some of you obviously lather yourselves up in all this lotion, your cleaning products in your house. All these things have a lot of different chemicals that have been seen in studies to be associated with your ability to develop cancer and other issues faster. So it's very important you understand it's not just from the food and the air and the water that we're consuming or the liquids that we're consuming. It's also from the other things that we do. So we are right now being programmed by the things that we're ingesting to become fat. And the reason why we become fat when we're toxic is because certain toxins cannot be getting rid of by just going to the bathroom or going to, you know, exercising and actually, sweating a little bit. Some of these toxins actually hang out in your body for a long, long time because these toxins are sequestered by fat cells. So your fat cells are, in an essence, some of the least important cells in your body. So as far as you wanting to store something that is not good for your body, you're not going to store it in a brain cell because clearly that would affect your ability to be able to survive. You're not going to actually store something that's junky or not good for you inside of your heart cells, the muscle cells in your heart, because your heart is very important for your survival. So the least important part of your survival, as far as like right now, if you're eating plenty of meals, you don't need your fat cells right away. So the body understands that. So the body does this. The body says, you know what? I'm going to take this toxin. I have no idea how to get rid of it. It's gone past the kidneys and it's gone into the bladder and it has not been getting rid of. It keeps coming back. We don't want this around because we know it's going to wreak havoc on our health. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and put it into an actual cell. And that cell is a fat cell because it's the least important one. So that's great and good because your body sequesters it. It's keeping all the really important body parts and organs safe. But now you continue to go through life, 10, 20, 30, 40 years have gone by, and now you're sitting there and you're like, well, how much of these toxins have I gotten rid of? How many of these toxins are still inside of me? And why do I keep gaining about 5 to 6 pounds of body fat, it feels like, every single year? It's because every single year, the toxic load continues to increase, and if you haven't found out ways on how to get rid of it, you're just going to continue to increase the toxic load. Guess what? The body is very smart. The body says, you know what? We're going to have to create more space for these toxins. So we're going to make these fat cells bigger. We're going to put more toxin into these fat cells. So then you continue through life. You continue to gain weight. And you're sitting there. Why do I keep gaining weight? I've actually started to work out. I started to do this. I started to go to the sauna. I started to blah, 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 right? And you're doing all these things in hopes to lose weight and function better and be healthier, but the fat is not budging. Some of you have been on so many diets, it's hard for you to even count. Some of you have given up completely on eating healthy because you can't lose the fat. But have you detoxed yet? That's the question you got to ask yourself. Have you detoxified your body so your body is not trying to buffer or keep you safe by hiding these toxins into your fat cells? So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to be talking about how it is that we get rid of those toxins safely so they're not going to other cells and destroying other body parts, how we actually maintain those toxins out of our bodies by not continuing to reintroduce those into our bodies. So I'm going to be going over all that today because it's very important. And the number one place that we find toxins in our society is in our food. And it's not because our food is actually toxic. And I know I'm going to raise some hairs in somebody's, somebody's head right now, because some of you are farmers out there and you understand that some of the stuff you spray on the foods, it's actually toxic. And some of those toxins, whether you wash the fruit or the vegetable, some of those toxins actually sink down into the fruit, into the vegetable, and you're consuming that. And now those toxins get into your body, and those toxins are going to just hang out there, and they're going to be sequestered by your fat cells. So you're sitting there, it's like, oh, that stinks. This is not good. What do I do about it? Well, the first thing I can tell you right now that you can do to start lowering the toxic load that you are taking into your body is to consume organic foods that are not treated with a bunch of pesticides, that are not grown in areas that are obviously, you know, latent with a bunch of pesticides around, because those pesticides have been found in umbilical cord blood from a mother to a child, the umbilical cord that gives the blood flow to the child through the placenta. Those toxins, to include pesticides, have been found in that blood. So if you're pregnant out there and you're thinking like, well, wow, I had no idea. In fact, there's been over 200 chemicals have been found in umbilical cord blood in the past when they've done a couple of studies, and they found that that blood is transmitting some of those toxins into the unborn child. So not only is it affecting you, now it's affecting those people that you care about, such as your children. So very important you understand that the number one way to reduce toxicity in your body is to start by what you put in your mouth every single day, which is food. Every single one of us eats at least 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 meals a day. So it's very, very important that you understand that food is one of those things that you have to get under control. I'm not saying that you need to be perfect. But if you're out there and you're already having issues, if you have liver issues, you have kidney issues, that is a really good indication that your body's been literally sprinting at 110 miles an hour trying to keep up with the toxic load, and it's now starting to fail. You go to your doctor gives you pills to cover up those symptoms. And oh, by the way, that organ continues to fail. And then you'll just be that person that's sitting on an organ transplant a list somewhere in the next year or 2 or 5 years, God forbid. So I got to go on a break here, guys. I want you to stay tuned because I'm going to be going into how you can start reducing. Obviously, we talked about food already. Start reducing the amount of actual toxins you put into your body. So stay tuned to Living the Full Life on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO presents the Miami Valley's number one free home show. It's coming, and it's a brand new location. The Miami Valley's Ultimate Home Expo, running February 9th through the 19th at the Dayton Mall. Get inspired for spring and make your home the place for your dream escape. Meet Brady Bunch superstar Barry Williams, who played Greg Brady at the show, signing autographs. Admission is free. Visit homeexpodayton.com for more information. Only from AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a guard Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather, with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me, for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text RADIO to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out.
Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
He gives traffic reports that are helpful.
He's been my favorite for many years.
Great traffic reports and a person of trust and authority.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron. Hear him update traffic every 6 minutes during Miami Valley's morning news, where you can also get weather every 6 minutes from Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
I trust her weather reports.
She always has weather reports that help me plan my day.
I love how energetic she is.
Knowledgeable.
Excellent weather reporter. She's very informative.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini with a forecast you can depend on. Right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash.
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. No, you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Making plans for the rest of the weekend, the mild air will stay with us, but the chance for rain goes up on your Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brett Collor on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Full Life with me, your host, Dr. Juan. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Be sure to like the page when you check us out on there. Folks, if you have any questions about what we're covering today, once again, I'm in the military. I have military duty this weekend. So I pre-recorded the show on Wednesday. Just want to be completely transparent about that. But if you have any questions about anything that I've covered so far, I want you to call our office at 552-7364. If you have any questions about the topics we talked about today, and if you're sitting there, you're like, you know what, I'm kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I want help. I know you're talking about toxins, doc, and I'm not really interested in that, but I have back pain, neck pain, headaches, or I also have, you know, issues. I urge you to call us in and make an appointment in our office so we can help you out. And if you're not ready to make an appointment, you can also call and just literally come to our event that we have, and where we're going to be going over all of these things, including food, body, and mindset at a Resolve event. So if you call our office right now and you request those tickets for the next five callers, those tickets are going to be free, one for you and one for a guest. So two tickets each for the next five callers that call that number. Once again, that's 552-7364, and that is our office number. So I'm getting back into this toxicity and toxins. Just want to talk very quickly about one of the top toxins out there. I was talking about food and the pesticides that are sprayed on those foods that we consume every day. And one of those pesticides, the chemicals inside of those pesticides is called glyphosate. And glyphosate is one of those chemicals that obviously scares away all the critters that are going to eat your crops, which, of course, I understand you got to make a living when you're a farmer. I know it's a very, very, you know, a very rewarding endeavor to be a farmer, but also very costly. And I understand getting the most yield out of your crops is the best thing for you, of course. But the reality is that glyphosate is an endocrine disruptor, and it also increases cancer risk. And right now, I just pulled it up on the internet just to make sure I was correct before I spoke. There's been links between actual cancer and glyphosate usage. And right now, the World Health Organization, the Agency for Research on Cancer, it classifies glyphosate as one of the chemicals that is in the probably carcinogenic in humans, meaning that it most likely will create cancer in humans. So it's very important that you understand that you can't just, by blind faith, say, oh, you know what, I think that stuff is good for me and I'm just going to consume it and see what happens and the good Lord will just save me later. At the end of the day, you're going to become a statistic, and many of you are listening in and you're sick of actually being a statistic, and you're sick of being tired and hurting and taking drugs and getting actual surgeries for your problems when you're looking for a different solution. So if you're out there sitting there listening to this and you're like, you know what, I'm ready to do something different, I urge you to either come to our event Resolve. It's taking place on January 27th at 10 a.m. all the way to 1 p.m. And that's at Piqua Nazarene Church in Piqua. And that event, we're going to be going over how you can start reducing not only the toxic load, but getting your mindset ready and your body ready for you to have the best, most amazing version of yourself in health. So I want you guys to stay tuned. We got to go to a short break here. Stay tuned to Living the Full Life on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 5:30. I'm Damian Burrs with the WHIO News Update. Our top story, negotiating with Jell-O must be tough, as one senator says that's what he feels he's negotiating in regards to President Trump with the spending bill.
Temperatures staying mild to finish the weekend, but colder air expected next week. I'm meteorologist Brett Collor. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO triple team traffic. The highways are looking accident-free right now. If you're traveling westbound on 35 from 675 to 75, that five-mile drive is taking about 5 minutes. Our top story, Republicans don't understand why an agreement wasn't reached last night.
There's nothing in that bill they disagree with. The only thing they disagree with is almost like a tantrum that I have to take over government, you have to do everything that I want, otherwise everybody else has to be hurt, even though the issue that they're dealing about, we're just as passionate. We're in the room right now trying to negotiate it, but they shut it down. So they shut down negotiations to solve the problem they say they want to work on.
That was Congressman Kevin McCarthy. Amid the government shutdown, President Trump tweets, "This is the one-year anniversary of my presidency, and the Democrats wanted to give me a nice present. Hashtag Democrat shutdown." Trump believes the shutdown is the Democrats, as most of the Republicans do believe that it's the Democrats' fault. Democrats continue to stand against Republicans' plans.
His top priority was to work in lockstep with the Republican Congress to destroy the Affordable Care Act, a proposal that would have resulted in huge spikes in health insurance premiums and 32 million fewer Americans with access to affordable coverage.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, Arizona Senator John McCain, who wasn't present at the vote last night, but says in a statement, the government shutdown is a direct result of a breakdown in cooperation in Congress.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
A prolonged shutdown may cause talented employees to seek stability elsewhere.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis warned the impact of a government shutdown will hit the U.S. military hard. He warned furloughing half the civilian workforce will hurt morale and cause talented people to leave government for private sector stability.
Fox News' Jennifer Griffin. Now your exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast from meteorologist Brett Collar.
Increasing clouds this evening and overnight tonight. Temperatures dropping into the middle to upper 30s overnight tonight. Could see a couple of passing showers past midnight. Not expecting much tonight. A bit of a better shot to see rain on your Sunday. Upper 40s for highs. Rain showers expected at times. Go ahead and keep the umbrella handy if you have any plans to be out. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking at the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar, looks like some clouds are moving in, so we're going to have a little bit of an overcast. It's 43 degrees in Troy, 44 degrees in Springfield, and 43 degrees in Dayton at 533. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Damian Burrs on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
Choices, something all of us are faced with every day. And the choices we make determine the trajectory of our lives. Whether good choices or bad, the outcomes or consequences can cause great joy or sometimes seemingly irreversible pain. What questions do you ask before making important choices in your life? We invite you to join us at the beginning of this new year at Fairhaven Church. We're different people, yet remarkably alike, on a journey with our own stories, brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but just need to accept. We would love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhaven.church. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
This is Larry Hanskin. The House of Bread feeds hungry people, serving a free, hot, healthy meal 365 days a year, providing not only nourishment, but a welcoming and respectful environment for all guests. It doesn't solve all the problems confronting our community, but that one day, that one meal, may make the difference in someone's life. You can be a part of that mission by donating money, food, personal items, or your time. To find out how you can get involved, go online to houseofbread.org.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here. WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Be sure you like our page when you come visit so you can stay tuned to all our latest and greatest information on health. So I was talking about glyphosate in the last segment, which is contained with some of the pesticides and herbicides out there that people spray on their crops when they're farming, or you spray around your house and even in your garden. So just wanted to, you know, just revisit the fact that the World Health Organization has termed that chemical as a possibly carcinogenic chemical, meaning that it can possibly create cancer. So I know that there's a lot of things out there that could possibly create cancer, but if it's something that the World Health Organization is saying, I would probably take a closer look at it and just be aware of it. I'm not saying eliminate every single thing right now overnight out of your cupboards or, you know, your fruit basket or your vegetable drawer, but you got to start being aware and actually start getting informed, folks. Information is power. When you have information, you make decisions based on that information. This is why I highly, highly encourage you to, you know, just know what you're putting into your body, because all of you are out there working very, very hard, whether it's to support your family, support yourself, whatever the case is. We're all been placed on this earth to do something amazing for our Lord. And whatever your purpose is on this earth, you know, I commend you for it, and just make sure you go after that with all your heart. But at the end of the day, what good is it to you and those around you if you've been gifted with a beautiful gift that you only have to be able to give to this world, and you end up passing early or dying early, or not even that, not even go that drastic. You end up actually not being able to live your life to the fullest, and you're not able to get your message out there, serve in your community, serve your church, whatever it is you've been called to do, because your health is failing. Some of you are sitting in that position right now listening to the show. Some of you have literally beat up your bodies for 10, 20, 30, 40 years for the mighty dollar. And of course, it's important to be able to sustain a life and be able to make money to feed your family. But folks, some of us have destroyed our health in that pursuit of happiness in this a great country that we live in. But the reality is that what do you have left with it now? You have a body that's beat up. You might have all the money in the world. That's awesome. But all that money in the world is never going to get your health back, unless you do something different. So this is why I sit here and I talk about this stuff, because I am not okay with people just going out there blindly and just trusting what the system says, because what the system says, it says that it's okay for you to consume stuff that's not really healthy for you. You might get cancer. Everybody's going to get it anyway, so not a big deal. So very, very important you tune in and apply some of this stuff. Some of you are not ever going to come to my office. Some of you live too far. Some of you are never going to come to my event. That's okay. I want you to get at least something out of this to be able to put into actual action into your life so you can start changing your life a little bit. So the next thing I want to talk about is another toxin that's out there. It's very, very prevalent. It still remains in some things that we use every day. The next actual toxin I'm talking about is bisphenol A. Bisphenol A, or BPA, is used in hard plastic. So it's been banned since 2008 over concerns of hormone disruption and cancer. However, it's been banned, right? Obviously it's been banned in other countries. It still remains in a lot of different things. So, the example I love to use, especially in the summer, is when you are out and about, you go to a little picnic with friends or whatever, and you grab a nice cold water bottle out of the cooler. You grab that water bottle, you go on about the picnic, you're having a great time. Time comes that you have to go home. You leave to go home, you leave that water bottle in your car, driving around in 90 degree weather here in the summer, which some of us wish it was that nice warm out right now. And you forget that water bottle in your car. You go to another, you know, place, you go to the store, let's say, supermarket, whatever. You come out, that water is scalding hot because it sat in 90-degree weather under the sun. And then now you are not going to drink it because it's hot, obviously. So you forget about the water bottle. You come back the next day, you're on your way to work, and you realize at that moment that, wow, I'm thirsty. I need some water. There's a water bottle. You grab that water bottle, you take a sip of that water tastes like chemicals. That chemical you're tasting, although it's been banned, in some water bottles, it still contain a very low amounts. That chemical you're tasting, one of those chemicals you're tasting out of the many, is bisphenol A, BPA. Why is BPA bad? BPA is bad because it's been shown in research that it actually affects your ability to control your hormones. The specific reason why BPA is bad is because it's known as a xenoestrogen. A xenoestrogen is a molecule which mimics the same actions of estrogen. Estrogen is the female hormone. It's present in guys and gals, so it's present in men and women. But estrogen is dominant in women, not as dominant as men, and men is testosterone. However, we both have estrogen, and we both have estrogen receptors in our bodies. So it's very important you understand that if this molecule comes from the outside and is acting as if it was estrogen inside of your body is now going to think that it's estrogen. So now estrogen is great when it's regulated and is in normal amounts. So now you're sitting there, it's like, well, I'm not drinking out of hot water bottles every day. Doc, how else can I be ingesting this chemical that could be a hormone disruptor? Well, it remains in recycled papers, even though it's been banned. It remains in coffee cup lids, especially released when it's heated. So if you heat stuff up in a microwave in a plastic container, and that plastic container may have BPA. If it doesn't say BPA free on the bottom, it has BPA in it. That means that you're releasing that chemical at an even faster rate, and it's going into your body, whether it's through the food or the coffee you're drinking. It still remains in dental sealants. Canned foods, the inside liner of the canned foods, that's a plastic liner. That liner in some canned foods contains BPA. It remains in toilet paper. Remember that our skin is an organ. And when you're wiping the skin down, you're putting that chemical on that organ. That organ will absorb it. And then it also remains in credit card receipts. So those nice little shiny papers that we get at the end of our meal at Outback Steakhouse and we sign it, that paper has BPA. So the laser printer can print on it. So all these things still contain BPA, even though it's been banned since 2008. So you're probably sitting there like, okay, well, I didn't know that. So these are things that you can start changing already. So when you get a coffee, don't get the lid. Get the lid off of it. And if you're clumsy, just get one of those aluminum bottles or glass, a cup, a Yeti, whatever have you, and put your coffee in there and don't put a lid on it. Because if it doesn't say BPA free, if you're getting the good old cheap little cap that you get at whatever store you go to, that cap most likely has actual BPA in it. So BPA is bad not only because it's a hormone disruptor. Now, when you have a crazy amount of hormones just fluctuating through your body however they please, that leads to your organs that respond to those hormones to overact or underreact. So now you have some that are replacing the cells faster than they should be, and eventually those cells get mutated. The mutation of those cells leads to tumors. Then you go to your doctor. They're saying you have a tumor. We don't know if it's benign or if it's malignant. And then God forbid it's malignant. Now you have been labeled with the cancer diagnosis. Folks, that's how it happens. So it's very important that you start removing these things from your life so you're not continuing to insult your body by giving it all these chemicals. So that's the number one thing you need to do, is just start taking little steps. And if you want more of this, if you're like, wow, I'm eating this up, I love this information, like, I didn't even know that. I had no idea before listening today that that is actually something that happens. I urge you and I encourage you to check out our event that we're having on January 27th. at Pequot Nazarene Church. The name of the event is Resolve, Mind, Body, and Food. And this is just a glimpse of what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be covering over a three-hour period a immense amount of cutting-edge information that is meant for you guys to apply as soon as possible so you can start changing your life and transforming your life. Because if you don't start transforming your life naturally by yourself, the only option you're going to have in the future is actual drugs and surgery. Once again, just like I said in the past, and if you guys, if this is the first time listening in, I'm not against drugs and surgery. What I'm against is the fact that that's the only answer for a lot of the problems out there. I'm against the fact that the only solution that many of you have is just more drugs and surgery. And I said this on the last show, I want you to truly raise your hand up in the air if you want more drugs and surgery in your life. Not only are they costly, they're actually slowly destroying other parts of your body. This is why we do what we do in our office. We educate our patients so they become decision makers about their health based on true, actual information that's been researched. So very important. One of the last things I want to talk about regarding BPA is that it also not only disrupts the, you know, the endocrine system, specifically it also blocks and it actually causes insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is something that some of you are dealing with if you have type 2 diabetes, basically meaning that there are receptors on the outside of your cells that are meant to open or allow the opening for the blood sugar to come in and be utilized as energy. Those receptors become resistant to the actual insulin molecule because that molecule is all over the place. So if you're eating a bunch of sugar all the time, your body continues to produce a bunch of insulin. That insulin is basically kind of like a fire alarm. So the fire alarm went off right now in the studio and I went outside, I had to, you know, come back in. And then that fire alarm goes off again in 10 minutes and it goes off again in 20 minutes and it goes off again in every minute on the minute for the next hour. How likely am I to get up and go outside the 10, 15th time? Not very likely at all because I've been desensitized. I'm like, oh, there must be something wrong with the fire alarm. There's no real fire. That's the same thing that happens to the bombardment of the insulin receptors on the outside of your cells. They get bombarded all the time because all you're doing is eating a bunch of food that's really high in sugar. Oh, by the way, you're introducing bisphenol A into your body. That is creating insulin resistance. Now the receptors do not respond. You have a bunch of blood sugar fluctuations, more likely staying high. And at that moment, you go to your doctor. Your doctor says, your blood sugar is 300. I have no idea what you're doing, but you need to be on insulin. And we need to reduce that or put you on metformin or whatever medication you get put on because that is not being allowed in. And you're sitting there still sipping on your coffee with the plastic lid with a bunch of sugar in it, extra hot, consuming BPA, which is literally adding fuel to the fire. This is why we educate our people in our practice, and this is why I educate you guys on this show, because I want you to make different choices based off of current actual data that can change your life. So very, very important that you guys understand that at the end of the day, it's your choice. You're going to pay for it either way, whether you make the right choices now or not. All right, so we got to go on another break here. We're coming up here on the last segment, so stay tuned to Living the Full Life on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
At McAfee, we strive to remain a leader in our industry by realizing you, the customer, comes first. We also know your time is valuable. You should never have to take time away from what matters to get an estimate on a new system for your home. So now, like never before, receive a price instantly using our online estimating tool at mcair.com. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Have you heard? Everybody Fitness is expanding by taking over all Premier Fitness locations. We are celebrating by offering the chance to work out for only $9.95 per month with no contract. That's right. Join and pay only $9.95 per month with no long-term commitment. Everybody Fitness is committed to having the nicest, cleanest, most equipped clubs in town for a great workout experience. So come and work out on tons of exercise machines and rows of cardio for only $9.95 per month. Stop in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks and trucks to get you through the winter snow. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Start with the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra, add three glamorous lady singers, plus the conductor of the New York Pops. Then join us as we transform the Schuster Center into a swinging Harlem nightclub for the January Super Pops concert, Sophisticated Ladies. Warm up your winter with some hot jazz, Friday and Saturday, January 26th and 27th. Google Dayton Philharmonic now for tickets.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO presents the Miami Valley's number one free home show. It's coming, and it's a brand new location. The Miami Valley's Ultimate Home Expo, running February 9th through the 19th at the Dayton Mall. Get inspired for spring and make your home the place for your dream escape. Meet Brady Bunch superstar Barry Williams, who played Greg Brady at the show, signing autographs. Admission is free. Visit homeexpodayton.com for more information. Only from AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that a disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO presents the Miami Valley's number one free home show. It's coming, and it's a brand new location. The Miami Valley's Ultimate Home Expo, running February 9th through the 19th at the Dayton Mall. Get inspired for spring and make your home the place for your dream escape. Meet Brady Bunch superstar Barry Williams, who played Greg Brady at the show, signing autographs. Admission is free. Visit homeexpodayton.com for more information. Only from AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Increasing clouds this evening and overnight tonight. Temperatures dropping into the middle to upper 30s overnight tonight. Could see a couple of passing showers past midnight. Not expecting much tonight. A bit of a better shot to see rain on your Sunday. Upper 40s for highs. Rain showers expected at times. Go ahead and keep the umbrella handy if you have any plans to be out. I'm meteorologist Brett Collor in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. You can check us out on AskDrJuan.com and also on Full Life Chiropractic Facebook page. Be sure to like our page when you come visit so you can stay tuned to the latest and greatest health information to start transforming your life. So coming back from break here, I know I was talking about, BPA and how to, reduce the consumption of that through reducing the amount of plastics you're heating up in the microwave. Also, not drinking coffee with the coffee lids. That's probably something that a lot of people do out there. Not even just coffee or tea, whatever. Those items still contain BPA to this day, even though it's been banned since 2008. So I just want to go through the one of the things that you can do in order to start reducing the toxicity levels in your body. And that's consume really good quality water. Really good quality water is very, very important. Water that's, you know, in our house, we have a filter which filters out a bunch of different chemicals, and we bought extra filters for it that filter out even more chemicals like arsenic and fluoride and stuff like that. Things that have been shown in research to be detrimental to your health, to include your central nervous system. Another way you can start detoxing is by reducing the amount of fat cells that you have, not the fat cells number, but the actual size of those cells, and that's by working out. Working out to the point in where you get to actually break a sweat. Very, very important that you sweat, because when you are sweating, you're sweating out some of those toxins. But the thing is, some of you have done this and you're like, well, I'm still gaining the weight back. And it's because your body still has toxicity. And this is where you got to find a really good quality detoxification system that not actually just makes you go to the bathroom 10, 15 times a day, such as a colon cleanse, but something that is naturally occurring, that has, you know, a food product that has the chemicals necessary for you to optimize the detoxification pathways in your body. So there's different products out there. In our office, we have a cell detox and a body detox system that detoxifies the cell at the cellular level, and then all that garbage that gets thrown out of the cell goes to the kidneys, the liver, and the colon. And then furthermore, the body detox allows the body to get rid of those toxins. So I'm not going to get into the science of how that works. That's just one of our products that we're going to be going over on our next event, and how it works. So it's very important that you definitely find something. You don't have to come to my office. You don't have to buy the product from me. But you have to find something that has a good levels of natural chemicals that are food products that are actually allowing your body to optimize its ability to detoxify. So you're not continuing to do the yo-yo diet and going back and forth. So I want to share a testimonial with you guys here in the last minute or so. Guys, I had a gentleman by the name of Tim come to our office, ex-active duty Army. So I got, you know, a lot of respect for him. He retired as a master sergeant. He's been, you know, obviously trying to stay active after you get out of whether it's police force or military like you do. And he struggled a lot with his weight. After some time, he was diagnosed with diabetes. He was dealing with back pain, neck pain, all the typical things that a lot of people come into our office with. So he's over 50 years old, comes into our office, and at that moment he lets me know, it's like, Doc, I just feel like I'm losing my health and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. So we start getting him adjusted, making sure his brain and his body are communicating at 100%, just like God designed it to. And we realize that, of course, he's a diabetic, but the nerves that are coming out of his back going to his pancreas were actually being crushed because the alignment of his vertebra was not correct. So we started getting him adjusted. Tim, since coming to our office, has dropped 20 pounds of weight. He's also been able to reduce the medications he was taking for his diabetes because of his insulin resistance. And now he is happier, healthier, and he's able to hang out with his grandkids and be exactly who God's called him to be, which is the most amazing grandfather he can be. So, folks, if you're out there listening and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, I urge you to call our office and make a decision today to take care of your life so you can live the full life. And you can tune in next week, and we'll be talking about amazing cutting-edge information on how to transform your life. Thank you so much. You guys stay tuned. You all have a blessed weekend.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.